All right, appreciate it, Chris.
All right.
Thank you for holding. Is this Chris?
Yep, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm all right, thanks. How about you?
So far, so good. Been a busy morning, but good problem to have.
Yeah, same here. It's a good problem to have.
Good, good. We want to keep it that way. I understand that you were having a conversation with my representative, Jansen, and he asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
No, the main thing will be the price.
Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely be able to dive into the pricing with you. I see you already invested in getting your own website up and running.
Yeah.
All right. He said 30 to 60 mile radius. Let me just run the data here and give you an accurate quote. Do you own the domain for your website?
I believe so.
Okay. Usually you purchase the domain and then they charge you for content and hosting.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, this will definitely help you make some money with it. Let's see, commercial cleaning. Oh, commercial cleaning's not bad if we do the 60-mile radius. I got 1,812 searches in the last 30 days. You don't do, like, post-construction cleanup, though, or anything like that, right?
We've talked about it. That's a possibility, but right now, no.
Okay. Seems to be a good amount of opportunity for that if we do a 60-mile radius. What I could do, I could put you on one of our pro packages. The pro package is advertised at $499, but with the discounts, I could get it down to just $199 on a month-to-month basis. We'll basically just be trying each other out. And then I would lock you in at that rate, though. So as long as you chose to remain with us, it would stay $199 on a month-to-month basis. Now, in that, you're getting not just the first-page placement on Google, but you'd be on the first page of Bing as well. And that's for up to 15 different keyword terms or services. So we'll be able to cover you for, like, residential cleaning, commercial cleaning, post-construction cleanup, rental cleaning, all of your services. So you have 15 total. And you can hand-select them, but there's a system that we have called Google Analytics that will actually let you see which ones are getting the most traffic. So that way you don't have to guess on what you should have yourself listed for in order to get your phone ringing with a qualified client. But Google advertising's been the most profitable way to advertise for the last 15 years, Chris. It's kind of hard for, you know, even your next door neighbor to really find you and contact you without it. You know, if there's a job opportunity, you know, they're going to want credibility. They're going to want to see your reviews. They want to see this site that you have here. You know, they want to make sure you're legitimate before they hire you, whether residential or commercial. I actually think it's more important to have Google certification if you're doing residential, just to give people peace of mind if they're inviting you to their home. But it's still, you know, equally as important, maybe just slightly less for the commercial side of it.
Yeah, I was checking on Google. If you type in Google, they have a sponsored thing now.
We do that as well. That's just not the most cost-efficient way. So we have Google Guarantee, and we also have Google Ads. What we were originally calling you about is Google Places. So you see those guys next to the map there, a little red dot on the map kind of indicating where they are? That's where you'd be with the $199 campaign. If you wanted to do Google Guarantee, it's pay per lead. And then Google Ads is pay per click. So they both those campaigns wind up being a bit more expensive. So So they're not based on availability either. So it's like if you want to start out with a local campaign and then later advance yourself into Google Ads or Google Guarantee, we could absolutely do that. And it's a lot easier for you to pass your background screening on Google Guarantee if you already have a couple months under your belt of a local listing with good reviews and everything.
Yeah, I'm seeing two people in my area have Google Guarantee already.
Yep. Yeah. So that's something they've built up on. You know, obviously they got a call like this one day and they just, you know, continue to do it, progress their reviews. Google Guarantee is pay per lead. The leads are guaranteed though, so they only go to you. We transfer the call to you with the live person on the line. So they're completely vetted, you know, make sure they're qualified, they fit your parameters of a qualified lead, and then we call you up, and you don't actually get charged unless you schedule an appointment to at least go out there and meet with them or give them a quote on the services.
How much is it per lead, though, for the Google lead?
Let me pull it up. Hold on 1 second. LSA.
I don't know what the people on here are doing.
Bummer. Yeah, it's $250 just for the application. Usually takes about 2 weeks to get through the background screening. So all you'd pay today would be the $250 if you wanted to get it started. And then let me pull the lead costs for cleaning companies. $15 to $23, it's saying. Oh, did you hear me?
$250.
Oh, yeah.
Both the $250 application fee, and then how much was it per lead?
It's 15 to 23, but you want to start out with a 13 lead budget. So you want to start out with about $350. Of wiggle room, and then what will happen is they'll give you a credit of 13 to 15 leads, and then obviously you won't get charged again until you've gotten all 13 to 15 leads. So this one's not a month-to-month payment. It's like if it takes you 2-3 months to accept 15 leads, then, you know, it'll roll over through those months. It's not like an every-month thing. Some people can go through leads in, like, you know, 2 weeks if you have the capacity and crew to take on the jobs that come with it. But it's really it's at your own discretion. If it's just you, it's a great way to start with an actual guarantee. You know, it's not a lot of things that are guaranteed in life, but they also guarantee your customers $2,000 insurance for the job, for every job that you go on, and that kind of incentivizes them to go with the Google Guarantee guys because they know if it's not done right the first time or something happens out there, gets damaged, Google's actually covering it, not just you. Since Google's recommending you, right? So today it would be $250. They send over the application. Like I said, on average it takes about, you know, 2 weeks for our guys to fill out and pass the background screening. They'll actually have a rep from Google be contacting you, vetting. You know, they'll send you a form you got to fill out. I'll actually send you the form here on the call. And then once you get that, they'll get the Google Guarantee badge. You know, we can attach your site to it. And you'll see yourself up there before you actually start getting leads. You know, you might be up there for a day or two before the actual first lead comes in. It really just depends on the requests in your industry. But I noticed for residential cleaning, you know, there was 1,812 searches just in the last 30 days within a 60-mile radius of this 48750. So that's I mean, that's a pretty hefty amount. I mean, if you're confident that you could take one of those on or even turn that into, like, a contract deal, I mean, that might pay for the whole thing. You know, I imagine by the time you get to the end of the first 13 to 15 guaranteed leads, and if you're just focusing on commercial, you know, you probably have enough contracts to keep you consistently busy for the rest of the year, have it be self-sufficient. You probably won't have to buy too many more leads if you can land contracts.
One second. Why are you barking, dog? I don't even hear. Yeah, I just Googled my business, and I used to be first, but with that Google guarantee, my company's not first anymore, so that's kind of a shock.
Yeah, that's a big deal. So you tried to do Google guarantee before?
No, I didn't do it before. Because other people are doing Google Guarantee, that's bumped me down a little bit on the list.
Oh, yeah. Well, Google Guarantee people definitely get the first right of refusal or the first vote of confidence, I should say, just because they've gone through the background screen. They're a bit more vetted than somebody who does like a local listing. I mean, even the local listings still have an advanced verification that Google just rolled out 2 months ago. So even if you were, you know, you didn't have that advanced verification form completed, you know, that would also hinder the success of your campaign, even if you'd been doing it for like 10 years, you know. So you said you achieved first page placement locally, like in the organic section?
Yeah, if I typed in clean company, I'd go there. Not anymore, though. That's why I'm kind of just now noticing that I'm not up there anymore.
Oh.
I'm not the one anymore. We
wouldn't call you if you were up there. Usually the qualified candidates list is pretty vetted. So, I don't know, maybe if you worked... Did you ever work with, like, an SEO company before?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
I'm still technically working with them. I'm still paying the monthly fee.
Oh, geez. What are you paying them every month?
$89.99.
That doesn't sound like a Google partner. Are they out there in Michigan?
At the top of my head, I can't tell you. It's ADIQ.
Oh, AdIQ. Yeah, I've heard of that company before. Let me pull their data.
Is that $250? Is that a one-time fee?
Yeah, the application fee is a one-time fee, and then you actually don't get charged your budget until you accept the first lead. So, I mean, you could be up there for a long time, but you have to actually accept your first lead before they charge the lead budget. And like I said, the lead budget, you're going to want to set aside about $350 for that starting out. So. You know, it might be $250. We have you in the Google Guarantee section. You might not actually start your first lead budget until, you know, October, mid-October, depending on how long it takes you to get through your background screening. But I've actually never had anybody, like, they just rolled out Google Guarantee at the beginning of this year. We've had, you know, at least 1,000 companies come through and do Google Guarantee, and we've never had one of them not pass their background screening or cancel, for that matter. They all retain really well and continue to use the service. They just kind of change sometimes the frequency in which they buy the leads. Sometimes they just go through spurts based on what's best for their own schedule, but we've never had anybody actually leave it once they sign up for it. It's like keeping that credibility.
Because I'm just trying to figure out just, like, if I cancel ADIQ, it wouldn't be so bad. I just don't want to pay for two different services. But then I don't know if I lose the website or not. If I cancel ADIQ.
Well, we can include a custom website design, and I'm not going to bash your site, but we could definitely, you know, build you a site that's a lot better than what you currently have. I don't think you'd lose any sleep over it.
How much extra would that cost?
If you're a local service ads or Google Guarantee client, we'll include the website for you at no additional charge. So that would be a part of the Google guarantee. And then you wouldn't lose anything on your local listing either. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I said, I guess maybe I check Google more often because I was, you know, I checked a couple months ago and I was still on top, you know, regular. And now I come back to it again and now there's that Google guarantee and now I'm kind of falling down this list a little bit. It kind of stuck up on me.
Well, they have to consistently update your listings, and the advanced verification form, you know, that's usually something that's going to go through a Google partner. I know AdIQ on local SEO, so I don't know if they'll be able, because they don't have, like, a direct relation. They are based, actually, out here, though. Like, I've seen that company before, kind of a smaller office. Like, we're in Fountain Valley, and they're in Costa Mesa, so they're just, like, you know, 10-minute drive from where we are. But all their stuff is, like, social media marketing, SEO efforts, yeah, things like that.
Yeah, at this point, I'm not, I don't think that, I don't think, like, the website's not really, it's a pretty basic website. I'm not that bashing it, but the website itself isn't doing a whole lot for me.
Oh yeah, you're not gonna lose any sleep if we build you a new site. I mean, the sites that we have, they're called My Site, so it's like Google's newest version of the site, and that's often what people are using for those Google Guarantee campaigns. They have like less than 3 second loading time. You know, they meet all Google's parameters to get you the highest possible quality score for your Google Guarantee campaign. So those are, like, literally sites made for people who are doing Google Guarantee.
So can you tell me a little more about what's the Google Guarantee offer?
Yeah. So the Google Guarantee is... Yeah. So it offers every single potential client that you speak to $2,000 insurance. So we're telling them, like, hey, we've vetted this guy, he's done background screening, he's credible, he's totally safe to go with. We did all of the due diligence, right? And not only that, we're going to back it for $2,000 for the lifetime of the job. So should anything get damaged or there be any problems or you have to go back, Google will actually cover that. You can pull the insurance for that. So it gives them peace of mind in going with you guys. Then we'll actually contact you with the customer on the line as a live call, and you have to either schedule an appointment to go out there and meet with them or agree to do a service before they'll charge you for the lead. So you actually have to accept it. It's not something where, you know, they just send you the lead and you get charged. Like, you know, we hear you guys, right? We're transferring the call to you live. So we hear the conversation. And then obviously you have recordings of those conversations too in your tracking system. So, you know, you'll have a tally of every single thing you paid for. And then obviously you can evaluate return on investment and what you've made on those jobs. Right? It's also fully customizable, just like Google Places. So, you know, you can hand select the keywords and the services you're listed for, what you consider a qualified lead. You set the parameters for that. Okay. And then, like I said, with the budget, it's set on a per lead basis rather than a per month basis. So they want you to start with a 13 to 15 lead budget. Like I said, about $350. And then you don't actually spend that again until you've exhausted that full 13 to 15 lead. So, like, let's say...
Man, I'm only thinking if I'm going to ask you if I'm going to have that budget for 13 to 15 leads right now.
Well, again, you know, if today... it'd be $250, you know, just for the application. It might take you 2-3 weeks before you actually pass the background screening. And then once you pass the background screening, we put you up there, and we don't actually charge you the lead budget until you've accepted your first lead. So, you know, let's say, for example, you paid the $250, fast forward 2 weeks from now, you pass the background screening, your Google Guarantee is up and running. You get a call for a lead, you talk to the guy, it's $1,000 contract. You accept it. You get charged $350 for that one, or for, you know, 13 to 15 guaranteed leads. That one contract just got you $1,000 a month. You know what I mean? So it just paid for your application fee. It just paid for your lead balance, and then you still have the remaining leads to turn over. So, you know, if you do it right, you know, you become immediately profitable by the time you accept your lead budget charge.
Well, that's part of my issue, though. It's such a high budget for, you know, we're not necessarily the biggest company. No, we don't have the biggest budget. That's my only concern. The 250, then 350. Rate that close together, it's going to hurt.
Well, it seems like a lot.
My other concern is
you're paying $90 right now, right, for AdIQ. If it's a 350 budget and you're guaranteed 13 leads, let's say, you know, that might end up lasting you 3-4 months. You know, if you're only accepting, you know, 2-3 leads a week, that's going to actually last you 3-4 months. And the leads are going to be a lot higher quality, and you're going to know that you're actually getting things. You know, you have somebody there vetting them, you know, transferring you live calls with real opportunity on the line. So it's really up to you on how you stretch it. You know, you could end up spending $350 a week. You could end up spending $350 a quarter. It's really based on the pace that you're accepting the jobs. So if you are somebody that's working on a budget, you know, that would be probably more ideal than, you know, throwing $89 at something every month with minimal return.
Yeah, so can I... So would it charge with the 350 rate away then, the 13 leads?
No. So today it would just be 250 out the door, and then you don't get charged the lead budget until you accept your first lead. So it's up to you to accept the first lead. You decide when they're going to charge that 350, and you have to accept the first lead of your guaranteed leads.
So they accept them. They charge them all at once, so the 350 is all at once, so once you accept that first lead.
Right. And then you have a balance, so you'll still have the 12 leads remaining after that, the balance of it. And they give you a breakdown on how each individual lead is charged. Like, you have access to it in your tracking system, where you'll be able to request reviews, monitor your billing, everything as well. So you'll be able to have full oversight on how that lead budget is being spent, you know, when the get a good estimate on when the next one will be ready to renew. Again, I mean, there's some guys that you could be up there and not even getting charged lead fees, you know what I mean? Like, we've put you up there long before you accept your first lead. We have to actually have you up there for a while before it generates leads. Usually it takes like a day or two. But if you don't accept it, you know, then it's like we're just putting you up there and we're not charging you any of that monthly budget. That makes sense? Like, they don't actually charge you till accept the lead. So you could see yourself on the first page in that guarantee section, you know, and you could leave it like that for like a week. You know what I mean? If you need to buy yourself some time just to get funds together. But at the same time, like I said, I have guys that do this where they're like, you know, only vetting or looking for that first job to hit a home run. So they're not accepting any of the leads until that first job. They're really confident that they're going to get and make profit off of it. And then they're profitable, you know, the first lead that comes in. They've already generated a return on investment. So that's always the route I recommend taking. You know, Google Guarantee is not really for somebody who's trying to take every single scrap that comes to them. But it's more so like you're vetting and you're looking for high quality, high paying opportunities or even contract opportunities, and then that's going to be ideal for you. Anything commercial is more than likely going to turn into a contract, especially with the way that they're vetted. You know, we already vet them for you with a professional on the line, and we give them that Google Guarantee insurance, and that really helps for them.
I'm on the phone, Kayla.
They already know your background screen, and they have that insurance from Google.
Go play.
Jay,
get them.
I understand.
Cranky today.
No, it's okay. I understand if you want to grab them for a bit. My son's too, so I get it.
But my other concern is there's already two businesses with the Google Guarantee here in Oscoda. if I do this, maybe we can get enough leads.
Oh, you'll definitely get enough leads. I mean, they're being consistently vetted. Like I said, you know, based on Google Analytics, you know, we're targeting a 60-mile radius. So that's about an hour drive in every direction, as long as it's not crossing any state lines. So, I mean, you know, just in the last 30 days, like I was saying earlier, within that radius, there's 1,812 searches that fall within that commercial category or commercial side of it. That's not counting residential and everything else. You know, there's more than enough to go around. Oftentimes, the Google Guarantee guys might even be turning these people down and leaving them to go find something else. You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to pay the lead fee for it even or accept them unless they know it's, like, really worth your time.
Because, I mean, ideally, I want to stay within a 30-mile radius. 50 is our max. 30 is kind of the ideal range. How about for a 30-mile radius?
We can customize the service area. So you can geo-targeted. So you can actually customize it by city, state, or even zip code. We can even sit down and draw on a map, you know, the exact radius you're exposed to, or if there's areas you want to put a point of emphasis on. So that's a huge benefit with this Google Guarantee program and doing Google Ads too. It's a lot more specific. The local listing that had you quoted at $199 month to month only covers up to a 30-mile radius. That one's kind of a little more limited. But with 30, the price doesn't change for Google Guarantee. Just the amount of exposure that you get would change. So, you know, let me run data for. Are you saying
I see
for
the other two people on Google Guarantee.
Yeah, you see the other two companies that are up there now? Oh, I think I lost you. Are you still with me, Chris?